Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. But as I mentioned, my guests here for the first part of the program are from San Juan Regional Medical Center, talking about the annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Laura Werbner is here from the Public Relations Office at San Juan Regional. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
It's exciting to see your new studio and check out this whole situation and also have the cameras now
it's
be able to see everybody
or a situation.
They can see us. Yeah.
That's right. They can definitely see us. Thank you for coming in, and we're very proud of this new studio made possible by the support of the community and members of KSJE, so thank you for being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also joining us, as I mentioned, is one of the honorees and inductees this year. Dr. Bob Lehmer is here. Dr. Lehmer, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you here as well, and congratulations.
Thank you.
As a member, a new future member of the Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm very honored.
We're going to learn all about you this morning.
So I hope not too much.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But thank you for being here, both of you. And Laura, this is a big deal with the hospital, right? By honoring folks in the community who have contributed to healthcare
yes,
in our region, right?
Exactly. We do this every other year. We started in 2004, and at first it was every year. Then we kind of moved it to every other year because it's. It takes a lot. It's a big production and really just a lot of research to learn about all of our inductees, to get all their information together. We put together a video, which includes, you know, photos. I had Dr. Lehmer digging up old photos. I've got piles of his old photo albums and his baby picture in my office right now.
Right, right.
It's such an very exciting and incredible kind of journey to just learn about the things that our inductees have done and the amazing lives that they've led. And then it all culminates in our Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which is coming up next month.
Very exciting. And so we've got the details on the screen for folks who are watching next month, meaning November 6th, right?
Yes, Tuesday, November 6th, Election Day.
Very exciting. And so that is happening here at San Juan College in the Little Theater.
Here in the Little Theater, yep. It's going to be 7 o'clock. And like I said, our inductees will be here, their families, and anyone in the community is invited to come out and join us as well. We'll have our ceremony, show the videos with more about all of these individuals, and then have a little party afterwards, have some punch, cookies, brownies, and just kind of mix and mingle and get to learn more.
Very exciting. Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about the four gentlemen this year who are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame,
right? We do. We have four this year. As I like to call it, the three Bobs.
Right.
We have, well, first we have IJ Corey, who is no longer with us, and it was really after his untimely passing that he made a big contribution to the hospital. So a lot of people really know about IJ Corey because he was a real prominent member of the Farmington community. He was a businessman, several businesses, Corey and Corey Insurance, now Armstrong Corey Insurance.
Right.
San Juan Savings and Loan. He also was a real civic leader and as well as a water rights expert. So people knew him as Mr. Water of New Mexico.
Interesting.
He just knew everything there was to know about water, and he spearheaded the organization of the San Juan Reclamation Association, and he was on the Interstate Stream Commission. He served under 11 governors, and he was actually the chairman at the time of his passing. So he did a lot here in New Mexico, passage of the Colorado River Storage Project, Navajo Dam and Navajo Indian Irrigation Storage Project, a lot of things that did a lot of good for our community.
Right.
But as I said, it was after his passing that he really made the contribution he did to the hospital.
He wasn't really working with the hospital during his lifetime.
He was not at all. He actually had a heart attack unexpectedly in 1972, and he came to the hospital. He ended up passing away, and his family and friends all came together, contributed to a trust fund, and then decided that they wanted to use that money to help any other future heart patients at the hospital. So they established the I.J. Corey Coronary Care Unit. So that was to bring on the best heart care equipment for patients in the ICU. And so that was really a wonderful contribution in his memory that lives on today in the exceptional heart care we have at San Juan Regional Medical Center and San Juan Regional Heart Center.
And we're talking early 1970s, and so obviously since then there's been a lot of advancements and a lot of definitely technological improvements in care, cardiac care especially.
Absolutely, and it kind of started there and has taken off where it is today.
Because of his family, his generosity, his family's generosity.
Yes.
So, and he is what you would call the, I'm trying to remember the era here, the developing category.
That
you
is have our developing category area.
These inductees set into different categories based on the history of the hospital?
Based on the history, based on the year. So we were actually just talking about that because the break is 1975. So if you kind of came and started before 1975, we'll put you in that developing category. And then after 1975 is when that current category starts. So it's kind of funny because all of our doctors who all work together, they're actually kind of split up in two categories, even though they're all colleagues and they all work together at the same time.
Very good.
Which brings me to our next inductees.
Our next inductee is sitting right here at the table with us.
The three Bobs.
Exactly.
With Dr. Bob Lehmer.
Right.
And, man, I should let Dr. Lehmer talk about himself.
Dr. Lehmer, give us a little bit of a brief resume, if you would. On you arrived at the hospital. When did you start practicing here?
I started in September of 1972.
Okay. Which is how you got into that developing category, apparently, pre-1975.
That's right.
Right? And so how many years did you practice medicine then here at the hospital?
In Farmington?
Yes, sir.
40 years.
40 years.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a long time.
Till 2012.
Right. And you've seen a lot of changes, I'm sure, with the hospital and with medical care and things like that in that long career.
Yes. When I came in 1972, it was only about a 40-bed hospital, and it was two stories right where the emergency room is today, and right across from the emergency room was the I.J. Curry, I guess it was the unit that they formed, and the building is no longer there. It's been raised.
Right.
But
that was there at that time. So
that's right.
You were coming in just as that was getting started, apparently, right after it did.
It was brand new, I think. But anyway, it was much like what I call a MASH unit.
Right.
It was very primitive, the hospital at the time, and, it was challenging.
Right.
To start with. We had two floors. On the second floor, where I believe it's the mental health part, in the front part of of that building, was a big unit with just curtains between each of the beds, and there were about 16 beds or 20, maybe 20 beds in that huge room.
Well, that must be pre HIPAA, I would say, if they didn't have to worry about patient privacy then. Yes,
it was pre HIPAA. You're right.
That's true. But how things have changed.
Yes, and the operating rooms are in the back of the building, and
it was
really challenging, but it was I think it was 1974, there was a bond issue that was floated, and there were quite a few of us that really thought if we didn't pass the bond issue, it would we were just going to move on, because there was no hope to compete with Mercy Hospital in Durango.
I see.
That was our big competitor.
Right.
So, they had been established probably for a while and was a bigger facility.
Yeah, and they had an array of specialists there.
I see.
But
and that bond was going to build, add on to the hospital or expand the hospital, build the tower?
Right. It was about, I think it was about a $8 or $10 million bond.
Which was a lot of money in the 1970s.
That's right.
It's a lot of money today. What am I talking about? Yeah.
But what happened is the bond issue passed very favorably, and the community is really behind seeing a first-rate hospital here. So the steel and the concrete structure, the five stories, was built, but they ran out of money at the time. And so we had to go to a second bond issue. And, you know, it was a little bit scary at that time because people thought, you know, maybe this is, they really don't know what they're doing. But fortunately, the community responded favorably, and we built this middle section of the hospital, as I call it now, and that really changed everything.
Right.
I think that was finished probably in 1977, something like that.
And that, too, was where it switched from San Juan Hospital to San Juan Regional Medical Center.
During this time.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Because before it was always San Juan Hospital, and then we became San Juan Regional Medical Center. And some of the stuff, though, that Dr. Lemers told me about, you know, when he first came on and got started in his orthopedics practice, he was so busy. It was such an industrial area here at the time, mm-hmm. and there were just so many accidents. And, I mean, he was just crazy busy.
Busy,
and
yeah.
then that's when he got Dr. John Romine, who he worked with at the Naval Hospital.
He was my boss in the Navy when
Interesting.
At Great Lakes Naval Hospital during Vietnam War.
Okay. And who followed who to Farmington then?
He followed Dr. Lemer to
You got
Farmington,
here and then you and brought him with you. Okay.
He became orthopedic associates.
Right.
So
right.
they founded Orthopedic Associates and started that practice, which of course is still real big today.
And then
took off from there and, you know, came in and added Dr. Robert Grossheim, who's also one of our Hall of Fame inductees, and Dr. Robert Stemsrud, who's one of our Hall of Fame inductees. And I've really had a fun time getting to learn more about those two gentlemen as well and all the things that they've done. It's incredible.
And that's what a lot of these ceremonies and these Hall of Fame programs are all about, is to remind the community of the contributions that these individuals or families have made mm-hmm. that helps get us to where we are today, I would think.
Oh, absolutely.
And as you're talking about a growing community and the need for medical care, that's really important. And it really does kind of pave the way for the success maybe or failure of the growth of any community is the availability of medical care.
Absolutely. And the new and innovative things that these doctors brought to our community. I mean, Dr. Lemer, I know he doesn't really like to brag about himself or anything, but he's done a
lot. Let's do it for him.
Let's brag for him. I absolutely can. So Dr. Lemer and Dr. Romine were some of the first surgeons in New Mexico to practice arthroscopic meniscal surgery. Did I say that correctly?
Okay.
Can you tell us what that is?
That really? Sounds very minute, like little fine work.
Yeah. Obviously, we had a lot of knee injuries, of course, and everybody's heard of a torn meniscus in
right.
your knee. But back in 1977, I went to a meeting in East Lansing, Michigan. Lanny Johnson was a professor there, and there were four places in the United States that were doing arthroscopic. It really wasn't surgery, but arthroscopic exams.
Okay.
And that replaced something we called arthrograms, where we injected dye into a knee to see what the contour of the meniscus looked like. Well, at this meeting, I came away with a desire to start looking inside the knee through a little scope. It was called a needle scope. And
this is pre-MRI, pre all the scans that we know of today.
Right.
It was
that's
really
right.
working with x-rays, and that was about it. Is that what we're talking
that's right.
about? Yeah.
And so we started, I came back, and I wanted to buy a needle scope. And at the time, the hospital, the administration said, oh, that's just a fad. So if you want a needle scope, you buy it yourself. So anyway, John and I went ahead and bought it, and we started peeking inside the knee through a little, just a little stab hole.
Mm-hmm.
And we could see exactly. And then we would go ahead and open the knee and remove the torn cartilage.
But well, certainly would help you to know what you were looking at or what you're getting into before you open that that up,
yeah.
right, to do any kind of repair or surgery or whatever.
A very accurate diagnosis. So that was the start of arthroscopic. It kind of went an exam, more or less, or a viewing of the inside the knee joint. You could
right.
see whether the person had arthritis or whatever that you couldn't see on an arthrogram. So that was... It developed from there, and you know, we, John and I think it was probably a year or two later, we went down to Plano, Texas, and there was a gentleman there that was really advanced in the field already, and we studied under him for about a week. We spent in his lab and in his outpatient unit and watched him do many, many surgeries, and then we came back. And so we got it started from there.
Wow.
So it's developed, and it's now we do shoulders, we do ankles, we do elbows, you know, a lot of different joints that really save big incisions and various things like that.
Sure. And I would imagine a lot of the rehabilitation and the recovery rates, too. If you have
yeah.
a smaller incision and less impact on the joint, it's a lot easier to heal from that.
All of that's done as an outpatient today.
Today.
Just in and out of the hospital or in and out of the surgery center or outpatient center.
Right. And it all started from that story, right?
Started
the work that you were doing.
78. Yeah.
Amazing. Very exciting. Well, again, it explains why Dr. Lemer's in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Right?
And many wow. other reasons.
That's right. Just one of them, but that's true. My guest this morning from San Juan Regional Medical Center, we are talking about the upcoming induction ceremony for the San Juan Regional Medical Center Hall of Fame happening right here at San Juan College in the Little Theater coming up on November
the
6th. Thank you, in the evening. And it's a free event.
Free event.
And folks are invited to come.
Everybody's welcome.
And check it out and enjoy. And we've got more inductees to talk about as well this morning. And so we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, more with my guests here in just a moment on KSJE. The time right now is coming up on 8:28. This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. I'm Scott Micklin, my guest here on the radio from San Juan Regional Medical Center. Once again, Laura Werbner is here from the Public Relations Department. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
Making your visual radio debut, both of you, so good to have you here. And also Dr. Bob Lemer is here. Dr. Lemer, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Good morning, and congratulations once again. Dr. Lemer is one of the inductees into the hospital's Hall of Fame, which we are talking about this morning, which will be taking place, the ceremony on November the 6th.
Yes.
So congratulations again. And the other inductees, mm-hmm. we talked about a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. We talked about IJ Corey
yeah.
and, of course, Dr. Lemer. And now I think we're ready to talk about Dr. Robert Grosheim.
Right.
And so Dr. Lemer was telling us a little bit about how Dr. Grosheim came to Farmington. He
right,
was in Alaska.
During our break, we
yeah.
were talking a little bit about some
yeah.
of those stories. And so, it's another great mm-hmm. a great story about how, because again, Farmington isn't quite known to a lot of folks if you aren't really here already. We're kind of off the beaten path. We're not on the interstate. We're not on a railroad. And so mm-hmm. you kind of really want to, if you're going to come here, you got to want to come here, I think. And mm-hmm. so for recruiting yeah. doctors and medical professionals, that's always been a bit of a challenge, I think, for smaller communities like ours.
That's true.
And so how'd you sell it, Dr. Lemer?
Well, You know, Dr. Robert Turner, he was head of orthopedics at Loveless Hospital in Albuquerque.
Right.
And he knew Bob, I believe, through the Public Health Service, perhaps. But Bob was from Missouri, St. Louis, and his mother and dad lived there. And he practiced initially in the Public Health Service in Alaska, and then he went into private practice in Anchorage. And unfortunately, his father passed away, and he wanted to live closer to St. Louis, but didn't want to live in the Midwest, much like I.
Okay.
Because it was, the weather's a little bit terrible, you know, right. Most of the year.
Yes.
And we have hurricanes, or not hurricanes, tornadoes.
Tornadoes in the Midwest, sure.
The weather is not very pleasant for 6 months. Anyway, Bob Turner told him about we were looking for another orthopedic surgeon. And this was back in 1976, I believe. Yes. And so Bob came and visited us, and we really liked Bob a lot. He's a very personable guy and a great background, great training. So we were fortunate to be able to bring John Romine, and I brought Bob Grossheim into our practice in 1976. It was kind of toward the end of 1976.
Right.
And we were in the midst of building that hospital at that time.
And
so that was promising.
And he probably could see then the future investment the community was making in medical care with that big tower going up and all some of the bond issues that we just talked about that
That's
the
right.
community endorsed and passed to make these big projects possible.
Yeah. And one of the things that he had talked about with me was his hand surgery, that he subspecialized in hand surgery. And at the time in this community, there were a lot of hand injuries, you know, a lot of oil field workers, real booming time for the oil field,
sure.
a lot of them injured on the job. And so it was really wonderful to have somebody who had that specialty here in our community so people could get that surgery here at home instead of having to go other places to be seen and repaired.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true. Well, and that started his career here at San Juan Regional Medical Center, and he will be honored like the other four gentlemen at the induction ceremony on November the 6th. And so we see them on the screen, folks who are watching, the three Bobs, as you call them.
Yes.
And they will be honored.
I was,
tried
yeah.
to get John Romine to change his name after the three Bobs were in practice, but John was stubborn. He wouldn't change
it. He wouldn't change it to Bob or something like that. Well, see how you
I'm sure that could have been confusing. When I first started, you know, this project initially,
sure.
and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got this doctor whose name is Robert, this doctor whose name is Robert, this doctor whose name is Robert. They all mm-hmm. worked at Orthopedic Associates. Oh my goodness, you know, how
right.
am I going to keep everything straight with all of them? It was just funny, but you know, spending time individually with each of them and hearing their stories and getting pictures, you do now know specific mm-hmm. things about the differences between each Bob.
Right, exactly.
yeah.
Very true. And so let's talk about our other Bob who's
our
on the list.
Bob, this... Dr. Stemsrud.
Right.
And actually the way that he came to Orthopedic Associates was a very interesting story too. It's just a real chance kind mm-hmm. of meeting that I'll let Dr. Lemer tell you.
How did you get here?
Well, Bob was on the same airplane as I was. We were sitting next to each other, coming back from Atlanta, from an orthopedic convention in Atlanta, and he was looking at orthopedic materials, and I could see that he was probably at the same meeting I was, and we just started chatting. And Bob was in Helena, Montana, in practice, and in private practice, and he was looking for possibly moving, and I started twisting his arm, and he was it was a really a hard recruit because he was looking at Danville, Virginia, and he was looking at Missoula, Montana, and those are pretty tough compared to Farmington because they're established communities,
right?
University towns and that, but. We got him here to he and his wife Patty to visit, and they kind of liked our area. We went Bob and I went to a meeting in Chicago, I remember, and over a couple of years he finally gave in. I guess I twisted hard enough, but anyway, we're happy, and he's a very well trained orthopedic surgeon. He trained in San Francisco General.
Right.
And he did a lot of our total joints. Well, he did all our total joints.
Wow.
He subspecialized.
Very good. I hope you're getting some commissions from the recruiting department at the hospital, Dr. Lehmer, when you're doing all this.
Yeah.
Boy,
that was... Or you should continue now in your retirement as a physician recruiter.
Yeah. I bet they could use you for sure. But as I mentioned, that's always a challenge, recruiting physicians to rural hospitals.
It
and,
is.
And even though we've grown and the community has grown, I think we're still considered a rural location. And when a lot of these doctors maybe have their choice of places where they want to go with their families, that is something of a challenge.
And it really, the key really is to find a good fit. You know, you don't want to bring physicians on who don't want to be in this area and who aren't interested in staying in this area. You are, you know, through physician recruiting, looking for those people who love what we have to offer. And so when we do get new providers and their families who come to the area, it really is, you'll ask them, well, what are your hobbies? And you'll hear biking, hiking, skiing, fishing, all of those wonderful outdoor things that we have to offer in the Four Corners area. That's a huge draw for people who love to do those things. And that's what makes them stay here.
Sure.
You know, having that quality of life and that work-life balance and enjoying where they live.
Right. Or they don't want the 60-minute commute into work every day or to the office or to get to the hospital from their homes or what have you. And so it is a unique fit. And so, again, it's an exciting thing to be able to honor these physicians who have helped, these doctors who have helped create the medical community that we have here today. And that's the whole reason behind having the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's a wonderful thing every 2 years. And something that I've kind of learned from it and have taken from it personally is anybody can do the same sort of thing with members of their own family, because really it's a lot of getting to learn about your family or a person's past. And I did this actually with my grandmother after the last Hall of Fame we did. I sat down with her and I said, okay, I want to know everything about your life. I'm going to kind of interview you and learn and show me pictures. Because you really do get to know so much more about a person than you ever typically would going through this process. So I encourage anybody to do it with somebody in their life that they'd like to learn more about.
Very true. That's very true. And Dr. Lehmer, I know it's maybe a little difficult to hear yourself being talked about in such wonderful ways and some of these stories about all your contributions to the community. But it's also a chance for the community to, I think, say thank you to you and your colleagues for the years of service you provided to this community.
Oh, it's great. It's a great community. You know that. We all know that.
Right.
We love to live here and we're not going to leave.
That's right. That's
sure.
True. But what was it that kept you here? Because I would think that you would have during your career and even now have the opportunity to move or to practice medicine in different parts of the country or wherever. But was it something about the community that just got you to stay here?
Yes, both the community and the outdoor recreation.
That was it. Just,
I came here because I really wanted to ski and I just love the outdoors. And so I've really just can't find a better place to live. You can do anything here, is outdoor wise.
That's true. And for many, many days of the year. I mean, there aren't too many days when you're really stuck at home.
You can ski one day and play golf the next.
I've heard that. That's true.
Where else can you do that?
Right.
And of course, Dr. Lehmer with the River Reach Foundation and Riverfest and everything he does for our community with our whole river corridor.
I was going to say, he has found other things to get involved with as well. And in addition to the River Reach Foundation, of course, and he and I are very involved in the Dining with the Dead program every September with local history and things like that. So it's a great community. I agree with you.
It is.
I can't find fault with that at all. So that's wonderful. And the others, I would imagine, would probably say the same thing.
I think they would. Yeah, we've got hikers and skiers and photography and just, people who have, you know, real passions and interests and things that they do outside of what they did in their careers work-wise that have really just kept them, I think, loving living in this area.
That's right.
And the three Bobs still get together and have breakfast, right?
Once a month.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
We let John come, too.
Okay, I'm glad.
The three Bobs and John, yes.
Yeah.
And John was actually one of our Hall of Fame inductees in 2016. So
he's already been through this whole process.
Yeah.
So that's
he's
good too.
Bringing all his friends
We're
along.
All now. In the secret society together.
That's
soon.
It. That's very, very good. Well, and again, I imagine when you all get together or we talk about things like this, and folks who maybe work or connected to the hospital today hear these stories about the hospital that you found when you got to town in the 1970s, it's quite a different situation to see how far the hospital has grown, how far the medical community has grown in those ensuing 40 years.
It's pretty
That's
incredible,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting to hear kind of what you came into and what was there, and then
what we have now. It's just incredible,
right?
And it's expanded, you know, to across the street and over on 30th Street. You know, the whole community has really been invested with our hospital, and it's something that it's the largest employer, I believe, in the whole county.
Right.
And
right.
So it's very important.
And again, I think
we support our hospital.
To talk about it as an economic driver, I mean, that's important as well. If we didn't have the type of medical care that we have, we maybe wouldn't attract some of these other industries that are in the area, or that are maybe looking to relocate to the area or expand in the area and things like that. That's a big consideration, I know, for some of these big employers.
Absolutely. And for, you know, yourself and your family. You want to be able to stay right in your community when you need care, and that's a great thing to be able to offer.
Very true. Well, we are almost out of time this morning, both of you, but I do want to remind folks about the event that's coming up in November. It is the San Juan Regional Medical Center Hall of Fame Inductee Ceremony, Legacy of Leadership. And Laura, it's coming up on November 6th.
Come and join us on November 6th at the Little Theater. We will be there at 7 o'clock, and we welcome anybody to come and learn more about these wonderful inductees that we'll be celebrating on that day.
Very true. And again, I think on behalf of the community, it's our opportunity to say thank you to these doctors who have, again, given of their time and talents to our community over the course of their careers. So,
yes,
Dr. Lehmer, since you're here in person,
thank you.
Well, thanks.
Appreciate it very much. And thank you both for coming in this morning to share those great stories with us.
Yeah. It's fun to be here.
It's been fun.
All right. Thank you both very much. My guests from San Juan Regional Medical Center here with me this morning on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment. The time right now is 8:50. This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.